Right, I've got an email here from Joshy. It says, why can't we gain immunity to the common cold?
Well, indeed, I wish I knew the answer to that. It's actually just simple numbers. There are two reasons for this. One is that to be immune to something, your immune system has to see it in the first place. So you have to be infected with the thing, so you then learn to neutralise it in future. Now, that would be simple if there was one virus. But in fact, there are hundreds. If you look at the rhinovirus family, which is a cause of the common cold around most of the year, there is about 100 of those. If you look at the enterovirus family, there's about 100 of those. There's 50 or 40 adenoviruses, many of which cause upper respiratory and eye infections. Then there are the coronaviruses, the parainfluenza viruses, the influenza viruses. And to add insult to injury, these viruses also mutate. So not only are there hundreds of them around for you to get your immune system's head around, but also they're a moving target. They're changing their molecular appearance. So even if you have learned to recognise it, there's no guarantee that you'll recognise it again the next time. And given that there are all these hundreds of viruses, and the average person gets about two or three colds per year, that's three lifetimes worth of cold infections before you've actually got any chance of being immune to all of them, by which time they probably have changed. So I don't think there's really any prospect of ever being able to cure the common cold, with the exception that what scientists, including Stephen Liggett, who is a researcher at the University of Maryland, have done, is they've sequenced genetically all of the rhinoviruses so far, and they know how they divide up into little subfamilies. And it might be that if you made a vaccine based around some members of some of those subfamilies, then every time you immunise someone against one of the subfamilies, you're protected against all the other members of that family. So you could make a vaccine, but it would have to probably be based around lots and lots of different members and probably be a bit unfeasible. Who knows? Let's hope, though, that we come up with some kind of common cold cure soon, because as soon as you have children, you're into a whole different ballgame.